This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation. Welcome to P for the Action. I am your host, Matt Souza. Thank you for joining me once again for another Action Movie Live Watch. My guest tonight is making her return to the podcast. You know her, of course, from various shows and appearances on the PTBN podcast feeds, the North-South Connection, and her own podcast feed, The Jenny Position, Jennifer Smith. Jenny, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you, Maddie?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Thanks for having me back.
Of course. Anytime. Anytime.
First returning guest?
I believe Ben and Sean made their second appearances on the infamous Die Hard live watch. So
how dare they lap me? I will not stand for that.
Well, now you've lapped them because I believe you're up to three for this podcast. So there you go.
Take that, boys. I apologize. So, I'm going to be a mess tonight.
That's quite all right.
Good.
So why don't you tell everybody listening, all the fine listeners, what we're watching?
We're watching noted Christmas movie, Lethal Weapon.
Yes, that's right. It is a Christmas movie. That's it right. Is. Sean, it's a Christmas movie. Sean.
I think it sort of kind of low-key isn't, but not really.
I don't know either. I don't know. You
there,
could say
there's
it's,
a Christmas
you could say it's
element.
Right, exactly. You could say it's a Valentine's Day movie for all I care. But so we are paused at just about the 2 second mark here on Showtime. That's how we are both watching it. But it's Lethal Weapon. It's everywhere. So whichever way you decide to watch it, by all means. So on the count of three, we will press play and watch this film.
All right.
In 1, 2, 3, play.
I always get excited when I see that Showtime logo, but I don't think we're going to get too dirty on this one a little bit. But
well, no, it's no, what the hell were those shows? It's no Real Sex. Was that Showtime or was that HBO?
Oh, I think that was HBO.
Oh.
But I feel like Showtime always had the dirtier, like, movies.
Yeah.
I'm getting an ad, by the way, so... I don't know if the movie has started for you.
It has. I'm staring at Danny Glover.
All right, well.
Danny Glover's name. Should I pause?
Yeah, probably.
All righty.
Stupid ads.
It says a Silver Pictures production for me. It's like 40 seconds in.
And we open with Jingle Bell Rock, so... Mel Gibson. Danny Glover's name.
All there right. Here we go.
Silver Pictures production.
All right. And play. We're back.
Good job.
Very good. We are
Richard Donner film.
It is Christmas movie. Donner.
Are you a big Donner fan?
I can't tell you another movie he did.
It's a bunch, right?
Is there?
I think so.
God, that's right. Gary Busey is in this.
Yes, he is.
It's been a very long time since I have seen Lethal Weapon, the original.
Oh, okay. So I watched it. It was around Christmas time when I watched it because I was like, why is this not on more lists? So it hasn't been too long. But before that, it was a while.
Yeah.
Oh,
Richard Donner. He directed The Omen.
Mm-hmm.
He did Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Superman
the
2.
The Goonies.
Goonies, yep. Scrooged. Tales from the Crypt Ritual. What the hell is that?
So I feel like this movie is a little bit different because those movies, I mean, The Omen is kind of horror, but this is more... way more action and adult themed.
Right.
than like a Superman or Goonies, definitely.
Yeah.
So this scene, because I watched this growing up a lot, and you know, this scene is a naked woman with her boobs out.
I mean, it's a hell of a way to start the movie. I won't lie.
Yeah, it sure is, and she's real fucked up. And this always just really like stuck in my mind. It's very.
It's something.
It's quite dramatic for an opening scene, especially set to Jingle Bell Rock in this.
Yeah, really.
And like, you don't expect to cut to somebody in lingerie with their boobs hanging out, coked out of their mind, just doing lines of coke by
always
the Christmas
tree. Always do lines of coke to Jingle Bell Rock. It really adds to it.
Yes, definitely. I could see that. And quite a choice filming this too. It's quite seductive.
All right, she's at the balcony. She is on planet Zippy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's gone. I mean, I've been fucked up before, but not. I'm not leaning over a hotel balcony.
No, I've never been that messed up. But I've also never snorted coke, so.
True, me either. Written by Shane Black. I am a big Shane Black fan.
Why does that sound familiar? I'm very bad with names.
He did Iron Man. No, not Iron Man. Iron Man 3.
Oh, okay.
Which I know you love.
I like this idea. This is a good idea. Let's jump up and stand on the railing of the balcony while high on blow.
Yeah.
She looks kind of like 80s Amy Schumer a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. She just jumped.
As one does.
This falling scene is very fucked up.
It's something.
Oh!
Whoops!
Ooh!
That's one way to go out, I guess.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Cut to suburban.
Cut to a milk truck.
A dog walker. And Danny Glover in the tub.
We're 3 minutes into this movie and we've seen two nude people.
There's not a lot of soap bubbles in that tub. I'm just saying.
He's just kind of sitting
risky,
there.
Risky, yeah.
Waiting in his own filth, not even attempting to get clean.
While his like children come in there, I mean, that's like, I do not want my kids in the bathroom if I'm in the fucking bathtub.
Bringing me a birthday cake.
Hugging me like, and shit. No.
Like that can't wait until I get out of the bathroom?
Yeah, give me a, it's my birthday, motherfucker. I'm trying to have a bath. Also, why aren't you having a bath in the beginning of the day?
Yeah, that's something. Look, I mean, he is 50. Maybe he can't stand up and take a shower for that.
Yes, he's too old for showers.
Yeah, apparently.
Why is it mirrored beside the bathroom? The bathtub.
Many questions already.
And there was some stuff in there I didn't mention, but I will later, but... I have lots of comments about this movie.
Now we have
We get real fucked up Mel Gibson, who is, I think, pretty amazing in this movie.
Yep.
He plays like on the edge, crazy maniac guy, like pretty well. I wonder why.
I was just going to say, I can't imagine why. Not at all true to life.
And
again,
he is
shirtless. My goodness.
Yeah, shirtless. He is in a rough spot. Butt cheeks.
This random dog just showed up.
Lassie. It's a pretty dog. Not bad buns either. At least it's equal opportunity nudity.
That's true.
That's all I really care about. So what do you think about Mel Gibson as an action star?
I mean, he's good in this. And like, I'm hit or miss with Mel Gibson, mostly. Like, obviously, Lethal Weapon is great. All of them are great. But the rest of the stuff, like, I don't know, hit or miss. Like, Braveheart's good, but then, his more recent stuff is kind of, I don't know.
I don't know that I've seen anything that he's done recently.
He's, like, in that Bruce Willis tier now where he's not really doing movies that get released to theaters. He's just kind of doing, like, direct-to-DVD stuff. Sort of like what Bruce Willis and Nick Cage are doing now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
All right.
Why is there just a big hole in their house?
I was just wondering that. Are they renovating? This house is falling apart.
I've never seen a renovation like that, where it's just this big hole.
Yeah,
it's a choice.
Yeah, it looks in progress. Or maybe, I don't know. That sink is very tiny for a kitchen sink over there. Oh, there's two. Okay. What is happening?
This is very confusing. What is this kitchen?
I don't understand.
Is it like a reconfigured duplex or something? It's very confusing.
Mm-hmm. So he's turning 50.
Yes, and he was celebrating with a bath, apparently.
Weird.
All right, there's a cat on top of that fridge.
My cat goes on top of the fridge sometimes.
What is this house? There's just this random staircase. What is this house?
All right, so here goes the beginning of my comments. I believe that...
Floor is yours.
Danny Glover has... a sexual attraction to his daughter in this movie. And it's evidenced by his complete unease at any sign of her sexuality. Right? So in the beginning, like right there, she was in her little party dress and he was like, side-eyeing that. You know, he didn't like that. But I feel like his vibes are always like, suspect, and it goes on throughout the movie.
I was just gonna ask, if is this something that's seen throughout the movie, or
I feel like it is, and I developed this on my last watch, like I said, so I'll see what your opinion is on this.
We'll have to keep tabs. Speaking of, oh my god, geez,
yeah,
she's in a way.
Yeah, so he's a detective and he's trying to work this case for the jumper.
Ah, the jumper was a prostitute. I see.
And he knew the dad. So he knows a victim. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're allowed to work a case if you know the victim. I don't know if that's true, but...
Yeah, that might be true. I mean, look, if I knew the victim, I wouldn't want to.
Yeah. Or, like, you get too personally invested or whatever, and, like, you feel like you need to work it, but, like, your judgment's going to be all weird, and it's just not good for anybody, really.
Tell you, if he's really 50, he looks damn good for 50.
Yeah, he's holding up not bad.
Give me the number for my, what's his last name? Hunsaker?
Hunsaker. His old Vietnam buddy.
His daughter dove out the window. I don't know, maybe hide it a little bit. Just come out and say it. His daughter dove out the window. Maybe ease into it a bit.
Say, I think he was talking to the wife.
Say, you know, I have some bad news. I can't believe I'm saying this. Nope, your daughter threw herself out the window.
I really like this scene. So, Mel Gibson is undercover for narcotics. And he's just testing out this coke with these guys on a Christmas tree lot.
All right. I'm starting to think that this is a Christmas movie now.
I'm saying a lot of things are adding up.
We saw a Christmas tree when the hooker was doing blow. Now we're at a Christmas tree lot.
With great value, Logan Croslin. Great value, Rick Rude. Great value, Eddie Guerrero.
Hell of a trio.
I know, right? So he's trying to pay for this cocaine, and he's opened his wallet to count the money, and his fucking badge is sitting there. I think that's what he saw. Oh no, he's trying to pay them a little bit of money, and they want $100,000.
Good lord.
This is when he does the badge thing, I think. There you go. I think the wallet thing would have been funnier than that.
Yeah, he just kind of throws the badge out there.
Yeah, like shouldn't have showed it when you open your wallet.
How does he know the badge isn't real? The hell does he think he is?
He pulls his gun. Shit, it's real.
After some Three Stooges moves.
Oh no!
Whoa!
There was a gunman in the Christmas trees, Matt.
It's a weird
sentence.
Oh
my god, these death scenes.
There was a gunman in the Christmas trees. There's a sentence.
This guy got shot. Great value, Logan.
Great value, Logan. Jesus God. This guy's hair is, it's something. Is it a mullet? I don't even know what you would call that.
Now they're just surrounded by cops.
Where did
were you
come
guys
from?
Like 3 seconds ago?
Yeah.
Just calls it chaos. Boom.
Oh, God. This guy's hair is very distracting.
Yes.
Jesus. And the earring. Oh, man.
So Riggs, it is. He is quite fucked up.
Yeah, very much so.
But effective, I guess.
It works.
In his job.
Look, you have to live the gimmick if you're going undercover.
That's what I think, too. Why not? He lives in this piece of shit trailer at the beach.
Watching Three Stooges. Now, is this his real house or is this his undercover house?
I think this is real. The shoot house, brother.
Oh, that's...
It's very sad. Which is why he's crying and drinking. Because his dead wife.
Oh, more Christmas music.
And he wants to shoot himself. Not
this
a very subtle depiction of mental illness, you know?
There's a lot happening here. He's got the gun in his hand. He's got the bullet in his hand. There's a Bugs Bunny cartoon playing in the background.
It's very off-putting.
Yeah.
Lots of details in this gun. He just don't have the courage yet, I don't think.
No, not yet. I forget, do they ever mention how the wife dies?
I believe so.
Do they? All right. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty gritty.
Yeah, this is pretty intense. Not going to lie.
Oh boy.
Oh dear God. Well, look, as we know, he's obviously not going to kill himself.
Right, he's not.
Because
he's very tense, but yeah.
There's three other movies after this. So. Right.
Plus, who shoots themselves to a Bugs Bunny cartoon?
Yeah, that's a great point.
You definitely take pills to a Bugs Bunny cartoon. I mean.
You're not wrong. I mean. Yeah. So this came out in 1987. Jesus. Budget of $15 million and made $120 million at the box office.
Woo, boy.
So, yeah.
I can see it.
I forgot they made a TV show of this, too. That was terrible.
Oh, yeah, they did. Who was in that?
It was Damon Wayans.
Yes.
It was awful. And then I think the original lead guy opposite of Damon Wayans got canceled for doing something stupid.
Right.
So they replaced him with Sean William Scott.
Yes.
Yeah. Somehow, there's been 55 episodes of that show. You know?
Is it still going?
I'm working on it.
Oh, no.
Ended in 2019.
Oh, good.
You know, the fact that that show lasted as long as it did proves that society is crumbling underneath our feet, as if we didn't know that already.
Right, but, yeah. That was just the beginning.
Honestly. It really was. You can pinpoint to that as the start.
Maddie, look who it is. Do we recognize this chick? Have we seen her before on something? I don't know. She looks familiar to me.
She does look super familiar.
She's not Bruce Willis's wife.
No.
No.
I'm going to have to look it up. Do we have a name for her yet? Did she say her name?
I don't think so. Sassy blonde lady who knows her job but has to fight the men above her to get them to listen.
All right, you'll have to start from the beginning if you want me to type that. That guy looks familiar too in the background.
Yeah.
Has a very large chin.
Prominent.
That's a great word, prominent. God, he looks so familiar too. Who the hell is he?
We have not done homework on this.
No, I fully admit I have not.
All right, so here we go. It's the big team up. Merton Riggs.
Gibson's got a whole ass mood going on here with that look.
Yeah. And they just revealed in expository stuff that got covered up, I think, that she had taken pills that were filled with drain cleaner. So even if she hadn't jumped, somebody was still trying to kill her. And she was going to be dead anyway.
Drain cleaner. Good Lord. That's why
they can't rule it a suicide, and they think that it was homicide.
Now, is drain cleaner street for something, or is it actual drain cleaner?
I think they just filled capsules full of drain cleaner.
All right.
And replaced her drugs with those to kill her.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Riggs just took down her time. Meet your new partner.
There it is. There's one. I'm too old for this shit. There's the first one.
We counting those?
We can. We're up to one.
Leave that to you then.
I mean, I can try. We'll almost certainly forget about it by the time we're done watching this movie. That's usually how it goes if I'm forced to keep track of something, so. Where is this parking garage? Underground? Why is it so dark?
It is quite dark. They didn't put lights anywhere in the 80s.
No.
Those take your chances.
The lights for the parking garage scene would set the movie over budget. So
yeah, pretty much. I don't know. Thinking about like being in a job where you have to have a partner and like you just thrown together and you're like, who are you? Like, you know, I'm supposed to trust you. Like you're just a random and you're crazy. So what the right. shit?
It's like the parents who force the kids to be friends. The parents like each other, but the kids don't. You two, be friends.
Yeah, be friends. Like, no, mom, this guy sucks.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I don't care. Thank you, though. We're going to be here.
We're going to do our thing. You're going to be friends, and you're going to have to like it. Well.
Well, they both just pretty much told each other, I don't really want to work with you. I don't want to work with you either. Well, fuck you. Okay. Let's go to work. God hate me.
God hates me. Jesus.
Hate him back. It works for me. This is a pretty depressing movie overall.
Yeah.
So
did they run out of lights at this shoot? All right. There they are.
Here we go.
There we go. That insane bastard.
Yes. Good. He's not even the craziest, I don't think, in this movie.
No. Well, I meant real life insane.
Yes. Yeah. Completely insane.
If any members of the Busey family are listening to this podcast, I do apologize.
Oh,
but
no,
you must know that he's insane.
Doesn't he have a show where he judges animals in court?
I'm sorry, what?
I saw something. It was like Gary Busey has a show, like a court, like an animal, like a pet court. And he judges animals.
Well, I'm going to have to look that up now. Gary Busey Animal Court. All right.
Did I just, like, hallucinate that? Or
I mean...
Oh, look. Yeah, okay. Pet Judge. Will premiere May 25th on Amazon Prime. So that was it last year.
Oh, my God. This is a real show.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to watch that. I need to see that.
Yeah, I agree. Now that this has been brought to my attention. It looks like it's already out, in fact.
Yeah, I think it is.
6 episodes on Amazon Prime. The episode titles are called Mousy Tongue, Too Many Doodles, Bandit, Hurting Turtle, Mere Cat Manners, and we're closing with a showstopper here. Vincent Van Gogh. I need to watch that show.
I'm sorry.
Immediately.
That's just silly me more. Well, I mean, what could possibly happen? This crazy motherfucker just held
just
his arm
him.
Up to a lighter and burned him. Oh, God.
Now, why would you have to go to pet court?
Right.
Like... The whole thing is very confusing.
Like, the owner's bringing the pets and it's like, I can't deal with this pet anymore. Like,
yeah.
Fucking up. Like, help me, court man.
And if you are going to do that, why, of all people, would you choose to go to Gary Busey's pet court?
Maybe he has an animal whisperer.
Here's the description for this show. See, you've got a pet and it's got problems. There is only one man who can solve them, so good thing you've come to the right place. It's the Honorable Judge Gary Busey, and this is his pet court. You are about to meet people with some serious pet problems. They're about to go toe-to-toe with the Silver Fox of Jurisprudence. It's Gary Busey, Pet Judge. Good Lord.
. 2020 was really wild and out.
Yeah. Man. All right. We'll have to watch that and report back.
Yes, please. All right, so now Murtaugh is having to tell his friend, the dad, about the daughter.
All these people look very familiar to me. I don't know if this is a me problem or...
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm starting to think so.
Lethal Weapon cast. Who's the host of this show anyway? Oh, now it's like sad daddy moments.
Look, I'm looking at the cast here, and this cast is massive. I'll never figure out who's who.
Yeah. You really hadn't seen this in a while.
It's been a very long time.
So Tom Atkins is his name.
All right, Tom Atkins. We'll start there.
My Bloody Valentine.
Oh, okay. I know that. The original or the new one?
The newer one.
Okay.
I think it's just like a general type of TV character actor.
Yeah. He was probably
been in
something.
Everything. Yeah.
Probably in something that I watched at 12:30 in the morning at some point.
Probably. Something like Stingray from 1986.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who can forget Stingray? Put it right up there with Gary Busey Petcourt.
That guy with the mullet earlier is Blackie Dammit. D-A-M-M-E-T-T.
Is that his Christian name?
That's what it says. Blackie Dammit.
All right, well, I gotta go to that Wikipedia page now. Oh, there isn't one. Damn it, indeed.
Father of Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What?
Legit is what it says.
I don't know. I think you may be lying.
I'm not lying. Why would I lie about that?
Blackie, damn it. What in the world? Boy, we're going places on this podcast.
Okay, I'm gonna ask Google then.
Yeah, I typed in Blackie Dammit into the Google machine, and Anthony Kiedis' Wikipedia page came up, so...
Told you. Doubt me. Who are you what? To doubt L. Jenny?
What in the world?
How fucking random is that? But they do favor. Like, he does kind of look like him.
I can't get over that name. Blackie Dammit.
And where did the name Anthony Kiedis come from then? Should have been Anthony Dammit. You didn't take your father's name? How dare you?
Well, that Anthony, he always was a... he always did go against the Dammit name.
All right, so crazy ass Riggs here is going into this jumper situation on top of a building. Because that's who you want talking some guy.
Yeah, really. The guy who not 20 minutes ago had a revolver in his mouth.
Exactly. I don't think he's qualified. Or maybe he's most qualified.
There's two people up there. Why would you have him talk to him?
A hostage negotiator on his, breaks. I think he's just nuts.
Why wouldn't they send him up there? Or is it because he's too old for this shit, too?
Too old for that shit. Yeah. He can't get all the...
I don't do roofs. I'm 50. Fuck this.
Well, I guess if you just say fuck it and you don't care what happens to you, just do whatever, Why not?
God, see the spit flying out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This guy's a real mess.
So is that hair. Yeah. What in the world?
Whose dad is he? Lady Gaga's father. The jumper from Lethal Weapon.
All He's the father of noted butt rock lead singer band Drowning Pool, of course.
Oh, yes. Yes, obviously. I see the resemblance.
He just gives him a cigarette.
Like, let's just hang out.
On this ledge.
It makes sense, you know, befriend the guy. Act natural, of course, as you do on the ledge. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no, swerve. He handcuffed himself to the jumper, threw away the key. Guess what, motherfucker, we going over. You want to jump? Let's jump.
You'd be doing me a favor. Oh, he's got those crazy eyes going. Good lord.
Full on. Boom!
Well.
Which, they fucked up the gimmick because their hands separate. Yeah. They're supposed to be cuffed together. But anyway, still obvious stunt doubles on the...
Boy, I didn't think that building was that tall. It certainly didn't look like it.
No way that was any way resembling Mel Gibson.
Ah, this conveniently placed thing.
Yeah. Right crash. Over the side and into the...
Crash pad? We'll call it a crash pad.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this guy's face. What the hell happened? Ooh. Looks like he's in House of Wax. Jesus.
Oh, Murtaugh's losing it.
Glover is so good in this movie. Just his facial expressions, like, oh, well, I can't believe you did that.
This is me talking to my kid today after his parent-teacher conference. Like, picked him up from school and fucking lost my shit on him. Do you want to die? I think I might have said that at one point.
Look, as a child who was a pain in the ass, I can tell you that the parent-teacher conference was always the bane of my existence because it would always mean that I would end up being in trouble for a rather long time after it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you deserved every bit of it, Matt.
Almost certainly.
So does mine. Fuck them kids. Oh, now he's challenging him to kill himself. I don't know if that's a good tactic.
Let's maybe dial that back a little bit.
I guess he just did that with the jumper, so turnabout fair play or whatnot. It worked with the jumper. In this logic, you want him to blow his brains out. I don't know. He looks like he's close, right?
Yeah, you may want to.
He almost did it. Yeah, he was suspicious of him, thinking he was faking being crazy. Now he knows that he is true.
I needed to know. Oh, you want something to eat? How about this bullet? Oh, I mean...
And he sweats during this entire movie just nonstop. Poor
sweat. Well, I mean, wouldn't you?
Probably.
The situation he's in. I think he's on the edge. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. He's talking to the, I guess she's the shrink. Yeah.
Yes.
Precinct doctor.
What part of I'm 50 don't you understand?
Does he think like he could just give up once he gets to 50? Like, like I'm not required to care about anything else once I hit 50. So... y'all just don't realize that.
I should have stayed in the goddamn tub. My asshole kids and my chocolate cake. My big hole in my kitchen.
It does suck. I mean, we'll give them that. Plus, you gotta drive around in L.A. on your birthday.
Oh, God. Not a scratch on me.
He's very dramatic.
Yeah, very much so. Now, shouldn't the new guy be forced to drive, or do we not trust him?
I don't know if I'd trust him. Now he feels bad.
Oh, his birthday was yesterday.
What?
So what's he complaining about then? He's been 50 for a day.
Why we do the whole thing in the bathtub this morning? Was that yesterday? Maybe it was.
Either that or he may have worked late the night before.
Yeah, maybe this is day two of their shenanigans.
So many questions.
We were talking about Gary Busey and lost all track of time.
We got very distracted. But it was a worthy distraction, I mean.
Agree.
When you say something like Gary Busey pet court to me, I mean, I'm going to go off and look it up. I mean.
It's like triggered.
Pretty much. You can't just put those words together and not expect me to look.
I'm glad I didn't hallucinate that.
I was a little concerned, but
you never know with me. Oh, so they're going out. They got a lead, I guess, on the girl's drug daddy, I guess, like who's been supplying her or taking care of her this whole time. So they go to this fancy house.
That's a house, all right.
This is me pulling up to a Postmates job. Everything looks sketch. You don't know if you want to go in or not.
I've seen horror movies that start like this.
Exactly. Nice place, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something. All gated and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I love him. He's looking around like he's never seen a place like this before.
I know.
God, there's so many trees.
It's like a resort. It's like the Garden of Eden.
See? He doesn't know how to react.
It's very beautiful.
Oh, yes, here's the grotto. Well, thank you.
Oh,
she was in a No Holds Barred. That's, oh, God, that was her name.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa.
We in a shootout already. I really love this backyard. I mean, yeah, people are gonna die, but it's cool out there. Why is the pool covered? I guess Christmas in L.A. cold enough to cover your pool?
Yeah, it's...
Seems odd.
Unless they're doing it for animals or leaves, I don't know.
Yeah. How leaves would not dare to fall in this yard.
Of course not. How silly of me.
So the girls were packaging up some Coke, and then guy came out. And they had to shoot him.
No killing. Yeah, that went well.
I think you got him in the leg, yeah.
Oh,
oh no!
Whoa!
I really like this part. Oh!
Oh, jeez.
That would be a horrible way to die. Like,
oh,
drowned
God.
That.
Yeah.
Now they gotta rescue his ass. You shot him, you drown him, now you gotta go try to rescue him.
Something tells me they didn't think this plan through.
Mm-mm. And he didn't make it.
No. Oops.
You ever met anybody you didn't kill?
Well, I haven't killed you yet.
Don't do me no favors, huh?
It's a good comeback.
It's, like, funny, but, like, also it was a very horrible thing that just happened. So.
Yeah, this movie really toys with emotions. There's
like
suicide, there's laughter. It's kind of all over the place. Not in a bad way, but...
Kind of uncomfortable. He's just hanging out in the pool house watching TV.
I was just going to say, are they at that house?
I had to call in everybody. I think Danny Glover put on somebody's sweatpants, and I'm for that.
He just carries those around with him. He's 50. He needs his sweatpants.
Yeah, that's true. He just wears under his clothes.
Kids, don't bother me. Dad needs a bath. That's how I wind down.
Oh, bring the crazy person to your home. So he won him over by saving his life, which is why he's allowing him to come over. And I'm a fan of those sweatpants.
Yeah, I had forgotten how much Christmas is all over this movie.
Quite a bit.
It really is. You know, from the outside, that house doesn't look like it looks like that on the inside. You look at that house on the outside, it's like, I don't know, the inside doesn't match what the outside looks like.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mostly because of the giant hole in the kitchen.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it. What do you think about the big hole in our wall? You like it?
What about this tiny sink? I don't need.
Can I interest you in a bath?
He got me. That's what we do around here. Just take baths randomly. Okay, here we go. With this other layer of heat, right? So the daughter gets one look at Riggs. It's like, oh, hell yeah. Just staring at him over the dinner table. No chill whatsoever.
No. I believe it's our friend Ben Locke who says, subtle as a brick to the face.
About. I mean, he picks up on it right away. Dad does. He's like, what the fuck is this? I don't blame him. I would be concerned about this show of sexuality as well, but it just feels different, like overcompensation on his part.
Mr. Riggs, would you like a tart?
See how
it's a joke
weird
somewhere in
he
there.
Is with her? I don't know.
I mean, it could just be that he's being protective of his daughter from this hooligan he's brought into the house.
But she's the aggressor in the situation. Like, she's obviously crushing on him. He is just like, oh, no, 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 you know? So it's all the daughter. They look like they're having fun. And the wife has to take the garbage out, too?
Good Lord. Someone clean those trash bins.
Ugh.
What the hell?
What did you do today? It's not like you had to shoot anybody and like watch them as they die underwater or anything like that. Can't take the fucking garbage out. And he's got this rickety-ass boat.
Yes.
That he works on.
That boat has seen better days.
Is this like a guy thing to just like have this never-ending project that just never gets done?
Depends on the person, but yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't put it this way. I don't have any projects
going
on.
You don't
on.
Have any projects that you tinker with and work
no,
on?
No. No. I don't have the patience for any of that shit. Mm-hmm. I get bored
just,
too
just
easily.
Just podcasts with
yeah,
random
but...
drunk people.
I'm going to take 3 years and fix up this car. Yeah, no, no, thank you. No, thank you. I'm going to pay the guy to fix the car for me. I do not have the patience for that shit.
I have never been like that either. Like, I don't get it. I can't fix anything anyway. But...
I could if I wanted to, but I just don't want to.
You have to want to fix things.
Right, and I super do not.
Oh shit, the engine just started.
I didn't
He's
expect
like,
that.
What?
Damn, I'm good.
What? How did I do that? You gotta drive this thing?
Where's my manual? Isn't it your boat? Shouldn't you know how it works?
I guess it's just really about getting away from everybody else and doing your own shit. It's not really yeah. about fixing anything or... So then the girl comes out there to talk to her dad about this boy right in front of him. Oh, and she smoked pot in the house.
Oh, well, can't have that.
Sort of a ballsy move. Your dad's a cop. You're smoking pot.
Yeah, really.
I kind of like her. She's got a crush on an older dude, too. I feel you. She wants to be treated like an adult.
Don't we all?
Until you are an adult, then you're like, oh,
fuck.
This is what I signed yeah. up for?
Fuck this shit.
I like those Coors cans that they're drinking yeah. out.
Mm-hmm. Do they even still make regular straight Coors? All I see is Coors Light. Like, I never see just regular Coors anywhere.
I don't know that anybody drinks that.
What, regular Coors? Or?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. would they Coors Banquet? Is it the
I
same
the,
thing? In
yeah,
the little
yeah.
Pony size, maybe?
I always see the Coors Light cans, obviously, because they're everywhere. But...
Coors Golden Beer. Yeah, they still make them.
Oh.
And bottles.
They're bonding. They're
yeah,
having
they
a...
are. Mm-hmm.
First on the boat, now they're at this random pickup truck.
So in between all the chaos, they had like these real moments or whatever when
yeah, it's
he's with his family and all that.
I don't remember this movie being this much of a roller coaster.
It is. It really is. And like sort of unexpected bromance, which I'm a sucker for.
Just thought of a Mel Gibson series I like, Mad Max. There we go. It was yeah. on the tip of my tongue. Couldn't think of it. I knew there was something else besides these.
I never saw... What was the one that he did that was sort of like his comeback and like everybody kind of liked it?
Passion of the Christ. I don't know.
I never saw that either.
No, me neither. There was that recent movie he did where he plays Santa with the hitman. What the hell was that called?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
That was like last year, I think. Let's look. Ooh, controversies. Oh boy, that's like the size of a novel. Never mind.
All right, so he's opening up some birthday gifts and
it's not at all suspicious. Oh, it's just a book, thank God.
It's a weird package.
Yeah.
Weird yearbook. And a tape. It's definitely not homemade porn. Or is it?
Well. Oh, well.
Wow.
Well.
That's the saddest look I've ever seen while watching porn. I'm just saying.
Was that what was in the mail?
Yeah. I think it's the girl who jumped. I think it's her porn debut.
I see.
He likes him young. He's just sad it's not his daughter in the movie. I mean, her name is Hunsacker. I mean.
Yeah, that's true. That's.
I don't know what that means, but it says Sacker in it, so. Oh, the cat's sleeping on his chest. I feel you on that.
Jesus.
This crazy man waking you up with coffee.
What time is it? Just watching porn all night. Go away. Oh, now he wants a shower. Switching it up.
No time for a leisurely bath this morning, I guess. So it's like yesterday or the day before, since we lost a day sometime in there. They hated each other, didn't want anything to do with each other. And then like two things happen and he's waking him up in the morning with a coffee. It's a quick attack.
Gary Busey derailed us. I wonder if that cat's ever been on Petcor.
Probably. Why would you try to have a conversation at the shooting range?
Yeah.
Especially with sensitive police information.
It's a fool's errand. Yeah, really.
Everybody's shooting and you're wearing shit over your ears.
So about that murder on 4th Street, who do you think did it?
I think it was a dirty cop.
Oh, that Officer Hackinson, he's filthy, I tell you. Although, to be fair, I'm not sure if this is a public shooting range.
Yeah, it's probably a police one. But still. I've never been to a shooting range.
No, me neither.
Oh.
Jeez.
I can tell you which one mine would look like.
I'm afraid I'd shoot the guy behind me or something.
I did do archery one time at a Renaissance fair.
Really?
I was really bad at that too, but it was very fun.
Yeah.
Harder than you'd think to shoot a bow and arrow.
There's a place near me that used to do it, but in these here COVID times, I don't think they're
open. That sucks. Axe throwing, also a thing that is popular.
Yep.
Never done that. That, I don't think me and alcohol and axes is a good combination.
So, I don't think it's just you. It's probably everybody.
Yeah. Like, can they let, like, drunk people in there? Probably not, right?
Well, I don't think they're breathalyzing people as they walk in there, but, I mean.
They should.
Perhaps they should.
Plus, I feel like I would throw out an arm, unless they're, like, specific, like, lightweight axes. for throwing purposes.
I think they're, I don't think they're like huge. I think they're like fairly small compared to like a regular X. Like, I don't think they're full sized, but.
Okay. I had lots of questions about the whole process. I would do it though. I like doing like active stuff like that. Like, kind of competitive, but not really, you know, just like an activity.
I just want to use an axe. That's all I want.
Or that. Weapons are fun.
Oh, we made a smiley face. How nice.
That's nice. He's also a very good shot.
It would appear so.
Oh, I like these little boys. Oh, and this is, whole thing is fucked up. I like this ghetto snowman on the house across the street on the roof.
Those sunglasses or something.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world? Where did he get those from?
So they're going to this Dixie chick's house. Dixie chick.
Go on.
One of the girls that was in the video. Boom!
Whoa!
Amazing pyro. I love that scene because that's, it comes great out of nowhere and it's so real, and I hate fake fire.
Yeah.
And they were right there. So somebody's killing these girls. He immediately lights a cigarette.
He's so sweaty. It's been 30 seconds.
He sweats the whole movie. Well, he just got blown the fuck up, so I could see it. And those little kids, oh my god, they're hilarious.
It's my heart murmur. It makes me very sweaty. Well, I guess there was people in that house.
Yep.
That's right. He was in a war. That's right. Mm-hmm. Forgot about that.
Another reason why he's crazy.
This guy, the slick back hair. My God. So look. Called the Gordon Gecko, I believe.
So one of the little kids saw the guy. Said he was from the gas company.
He's from the gas company, all right.
Mm-hmm. The little boys are so cute.
Why is he wearing 3D glasses?
I don't know.
Did I miss something?
It was all the rage in 1987.
I guess so. Did he think?
I love how even the little boys are like, "Don't trust the police, man."
Yeah.
Don't tell him your name. Also, I don't think you're allowed to question children like this without their parents.
No, you are not.
Oh God, he's so bad at it. This is how people talk to like Ethan, and I'm like,
I hate that. Just talk to him like a person.
Yeah, like he's not gonna respond to you.
I mean, I get if they're like toddlers, like I get it.
These are street urchins, like on the street.
Street urchins.
They almost got blown up, so. But they want
seen some shit.
Yeah. Bribe him. That's what I'm talking about. Bribery. The meter man.
The 3D glasses or something.
They're cute. Also, they're trusting this child's testimony and he is wearing the 3D glasses. He's probably been wearing them for 18 days straight. He no longer can see anybody.
They're just melded to his face.
Like, yep, got an eyewitness account. Never mind. There he goes.
It's a weird thing. One half of the guy was red and the other half of the guy was blue.
The suspect is red and blue.
He's a damn shapeshifter, he is.
Call him the meter man. This is in no way leading this witness.
Oh, God.
I guess if you're kind of on the trail of something, like, you have to, like, do it on the fly, but I don't know if... I don't know. Also, this is a movie, so... I just wonder about, like, actual correct procedure.
Right.
Ah, okay, he's saying the meter man had a tattoo. It was a three-dimensional one. Well.
Came to life.
Like on augmented reality. Oh, that would be amazing, actually.
Shit.
Let's look that up.
Let's work on that.
This fire truck's from the 50s, though.
That kid needs a spinoff movie.
Yeah, he does. What was his name? He had a goofy name. Alfred.
Alfred
in the 3D goggles.
It does sound like a kid's book.
Kind of does. Now he's trying to talk to his buddy. He's like, look, something fucked up is happening.
Look, Dad, I can't tell you anything without my 3D glasses.
Oh. If you'll just look through these glasses, you'll understand everything.
It's like the They Live shades. I got a feeling this is going nowhere fast.
Yeah, that dad is not looking very good. So he's alluding to the fact that he knows what happened. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's an ex-CIA guy. Mm-hmm. Just spilling all the fucking tea.
Shadow Company.
Oh my God.
Nothing shady about that name. Where does this guy live? Is this also in LA?
Good question. I think it might be...
Good Lord.
It's right on the water. It's an amazing place, too. So he is a
heroin trafficker.
Oh, my Lord. Well, he's got all that party knock right there, so...
Party drink.
It says party dog.
I know it does. Who's that weird man smoking a cigarette in my yard? Oh, it's a long story.
See, what had happened was... This guy is just like, look, it sucks, but...
There ain't shit we can do about it.
Have you seen my house? I mean, this place is dope, and I sell dope, so...
You want some party nog for the road?
It's just pure heroin. Here you go. Oh, shit. Sniper. Whoa. Shot oh, right dear. In the eggnog.
Oh. Ruined a perfectly good carton.
Of course you were going to get sniped from a fucking helicopter. You dumbass. You got off easy, son of a bitch. You're right. Old quick draw McGee over here shooting down the helicopter with his handgun.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
He's a good shot, but...
What are you doing? What are you doing? You're just wasting ammo.
That is quite beautiful, though.
Did you shoot him? No, look at what I'm carrying, you jackass. God, what a name. Hunsacker. Jesus.
Can't get over it.
Been a lot of things I can't get over on this here podcast. I'm not going to lie.
How are you enjoying the movie, Pat?
It's good.
Right? It really is.
Hunsackers, children with 3D glasses, Carrie Busey. Hell of a ride.
Awesome pyro. I haven't even smoked any weed yet, Matt.
Wow.
Jeez.
Disappointing.
I know, right? Oh, he's like, have you seen this slut? She's like you, like a slut. Oh, no.
Whoa.
Drive-by Busing.
What was that run? He like did a hop there in the middle
of
the
street.
That was
weird.
Oh, puddle. Gotta jump over it.
Brand new shoes. I got them for my birthday.
My Doc Martens. God damn it.
Oh, he got shot, buddy. Wore his vest. You're not suicidal. I bet that hurts, though, still.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Plus, he just went through a glass window. I mean, that probably doesn't feel good.
He's just like, oh, I'm finna go kill somebody. We gotta go.
I'll fight anyone. Anyone. Yes. Albino Jackrabbit.
Jackrabbit. I never forget an asshole.
It's true.
Well,
it's a hell of a line.
It is.
It's accurate.
How can you? They're just like, we're going to take down this entire heroin shit by ourselves. Why are you not going to somebody? Do they expect dirty cops or something?
It's a great question. He's a corpse. All right.
I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember if they go rogue or if they go to anybody.
Hey, he's not sweating. That's a plus.
Can't believe it. He was calling it in, and then she said something about over by your house. That's why he freaked out.
My boat! I mean, my wife and kids!
Not my boat. Not my tub. Why do we need this extended driving sequence?
Yeah, that wasn't
Let's
necessary.
Smash cut.
Or this one, really. Just show him at the house.
Why? Why? It's so slow.
Let's be dark and quiet, but let's park this car in a manner that nobody parks a car in.
Let's be up with the siren going, and then they turned it off and then snuck around in the house. It makes no sense.
Oh, God.
Coming in hot.
Let's not alarm anybody as we point the guns at this house. Ooh, another package. Is it more porn? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
They kidnapped the hot daughter.
What is it? Nothing. You just pointed a gun at me, you asshole. Tell me what's going on.
Mama said go to your room.
Is that Darlene Love?
I think so.
Took me an hour and 20 minutes to realize that.
Good job. All
right. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Boy.
Well, that's what she gets for being young and beautiful and slutty.
That'll teach her.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, do you call, you know, people?
Nah.
Or do you just handle it yourself?
This undercover agent with PTSD and this 50-year-old cop, I'm sure will be able to handle, everything.
No problem. This stupid cop giving out this sensitive information.
So Busey is just a henchman for this guy, apparently.
I forget the big bad's name. He's kind of lame as a big bad. Honestly.
I was gonna. It's more Busey than. Yeah, anything.
Definitely.
I mean, he's just kind of. Where is this red lighting coming from?
The Christmas tree? No, maybe not. The lights outside?
Pointed at the window like that?
I don't know.
I like sitting in a lovely shade of red. I don't know about you.
Like the Fiend Christmas or something. Cain Christmas. Yeah, I'm not really understanding why they're not.
They're taking their sweet ass time.
Yeah.
Ah, they were waiting for a phone call. I see. That was an extremely long shot on that duck lamp.
That's pretty weird. Now it looks like Mad Max.
Yeah. We need the gasoline.
With the station wagon.
Are they still in L.A.? Where are they? What's going on? Did we accidentally put Mad Max on? What's happening?
This is a very abrupt change. I do like the scene here. It's quite dramatic.
It's like if the Griswolds go to Mad Max with that car. That run. Jesus.
He is meaning business.
Oh.
That's a dramatic write-up right there.
Yeah.
How it just like materializes out of the desert. Fucking helicopter.
Helicopter, limo, another car behind it. Some sort of truck, I think.
I think I went to prom in that limo. We had this old ass limo for junior prom. It was so embarrassing. I mean, we were broke, right? It's like, right. You know, we were just trying, but oh my God. It was like budget limo.
Yeah.
Great value. It was so bad. But we thought we were the shit.
Half off because of the blood stains in the trunk.
Yes, it was bad.
This,
oh my God, it's lasting forever.
This is very long. Perhaps too long.
One might say.
My goodness.
I like the drama of it, but yeah, that's a bit much.
Look, we had the desert for a day, and we're going to use every single
exactly,
minute of
yeah.
it. God damn it.
It's 6 a.m. in this shot right now.
This desert that apparently is in L.A. This L.A. desert.
It's between L.A. and Vegas.
All right, this helicopter guy, he's just hot-dogging now. Mm-hmm. Park the damn thing.
He parks like 6 feet away from Danny Glover.
COVID safe.
I would think you would want it circling.
You'd think so. I love that they're all just parked around the station wagon.
Just yelling at each other over the helicopter. Turn that shit off. I'm trying to talk. Can't hear
you.
You
want a what?
I'm sorry. What?
Is that you, dear? Dad? I can't hear you because of the helicopter, and I can't see you because of all the sand in this fucking desert.
Uh-oh. What's he got? A grenade?
What?
Okay.
All right. That's a choice.
Gary Buser got his number.
Even Gary Busey knows he's full of shit. That's when you know you fucked up.
What is this, some sort of pet court?
I didn't sign up for this. I do think this is right before Busey really went really
big.
Nuts,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think that was until like the 90s, but... And then he was on, oh, what the hell is that show? Surreal Life, I think he was on.
That sounds right.
On VH1.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he was like, oh, this guy is batshit insane. All right. Oh, dear God. He thought that grenade was going to kill everybody.
Rick's just shooting everybody. Get down, you stupid dumb bitch. Why are you standing there screaming? Damn.
Why is she going in that car?
Ah! Jesus.
Why did she get in the car?
What is occurring? Take a shot. Take a shot.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Busted. Oh, I forgot his name was Joshua in this. Oh, God, that's even scarier.
It's awful. Hi, I'm Josh. I'm the villain.
I'll be killing you today. Hey, Josh. This fucking station wagon is riddled with bullet holes and is on fire.
It's seen better days.
He'll put it up on blocks next to his boat trying to fix it for 3 years. Oh, they're all busted.
Well, that went poorly.
Yep. It's almost like they should have called somebody other than themselves.
I don't know. Who can say the situation would have been any different?
Impossible question.
With, you know, 1,000 or so other people there.
Exactly, but. Yeah.
Now, where is she going?
She is just panic driving across the desert. I don't think it's going to work out.
Wait a minute.
As the fucking helicopter mounts the limo.
That's how you make compact cars.
I do enjoy the stunt flying in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a lot of the budget went, I feel like. What'd you say, $15 million?
Yeah, I believe that's what it was.
Fancy flying here. And she's stuck.
I've made a terrible decision.
Is this where they filmed The Last Jedi? It's red sand under there, right? One of my favorite scenes. This mm-hmm. is fucked up. This is so yep. fucked up. Oh, I love a good torture scene. And this is just cinematic as fuck right here.
Yep.
Endo, very businesslike in his his torture techniques. Oh, his yellow rubber gloves.
Look, if you're going to have a soulless ghoul torture you, you want it to be someone who's very businesslike.
I would agree with that. Emotionless torture.
Mm-hmm.
An innovative way to torture somebody, I think.
Very much so.
He looks very concerned.
Yeah, I would be.
How old is Gary Busey here?
I don't know, but he doesn't look that old. Let's see. No, I don't want to look at Gary Busey Pet Judge again. We can't fall down that rabbit hole.
I'm guessing like 38.
He is currently 76. So he was born in 44. This movie came out in 87. So he was, what, 43? That's how math works, right?
Something like that. Oh, here we go, Endo.
Hello.
You getting straight up electrocuted. Just over and over again.
Now, I've been electrocuted. Not like this, but I've been electrocuted. It ain't fun, I'll tell you.
What happened?
It was a small shock in high school. In shop class. Not fun.
No. Did you pass out?
No. It was a small shock, luckily. But still hurt. Even a small one hurt.
He's doing this with the, was he using cables from the car, jumper cables?
Yep.
That's badass. That's hardcore. Meanwhile, Danny Glover is just getting beaten.
Oh, yeah.
Which is lame. But they pour salt on their hands as they beat him, so that's pretty good. I mean, it's not like being electrocuted 100 million times.
Oh, no, but it's still not fun.
Why don't they just torture the daughter? I feel like you're going to get somewhere a lot quicker that way. Maybe they're saving that.
Yeah, maybe.
So they've tortured him relentlessly, and he still did not give it up. So now they bring the daughter in.
I need a bath. Sorry.
Yep. Okay, this is bad. I love this death. Oh!
Good night.
Chokes him with his fucking foot rope. Amazing. You did.
Very much so.
And then he just unhooks himself. Amazing.
It's all right. He's only been electrocuted. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Could you do all that after you got electrocuted like that?
Jesus
very small
God.
Shock.
I couldn't do that today. Never mind after being electrocuted. Shit.
Badass. Uh-oh. I love how he throws him his dead body at him.
Brought you something.
Oh, he just double tapping everybody.
Yep.
Who's fucking next?
Get the flock out of here.
That's so stupid. Why?
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dear God.
It's not Joshua.
No, I'm not Josh. You killed me anyway, but I'm not Josh.
I'm Dave.
I'm Phil.
Phil the henchman.
Where are they? Now there's a bar? Or is it a strip club?
I think it is. Strip club. Or just a bar, maybe. Oh, fuck!
Jeez!
Blowing everybody away. Good lord. Fuck you, civilians!
We were just trying to have a nice time!
I'll kill all of you to get to Joshua. That motherfucker, Josh.
I know this is a great movie, but you couldn't think of a better name than Joshua. Come on. Riggs, Murtaugh, Joshua. Which one doesn't fit?
What should his name be, you think?
Let's see. We had Riggs. We had Murtaugh. I don't know. I'd have to think about that for a minute. But not Joshua. And he can't be Gary, because that wouldn't work.
No. Larry.
Larry might work.
Larry's good. That's unrealistic. I don't think that white cop would have listened to that black man with a gun in his hand. But
no.
Oh, just straight up chasing the car on foot.
Yeah, that's this isn't gonna work. New plan. Meanwhile, he's bleeding out. Jesus.
Yeah, he's struggling. He's too old for this shit, Matt.
I'm gonna run on the freeway. I'll
You
catch
okay?
you.
I'm all right. Well, I need a bath, but other than that, fine.
Just gonna die here on this lamppost, thanks.
Can't believe that white cop didn't shoot me.
Oh, man. He's still running. Dude, get a car. What's the matter with you?
He would probably kill somebody if he tried to take their car at this point. He's so jacked up on
so
adrenaline. He just fucking spray him with gun. Just like, get the fuck out.
Now he's just firing randomly, hoping it's the right car.
Right in the hood. Oh, lots of fire.
Imagine being one of those civilians just seeing that. Did you
yeah,
see that shit?
I would freak the shit out. No one would put... I'd be up in the group chat. What the fuck just happened?
Maybe get out of the burning car. I don't know.
Yeah. Imagine seeing a burning car. You run up to help the guy, and it comes out with a fucking Uzi in your face. Oh God! Never mind.
Oh, I see you have other plans. I'll be going. Now.
Sorry, Josh. Just open gunfire in the streets.
I'm gonna get you, Josh. I'm gonna get you.
It was L.A. in the '80s, so checks out.
Oh God.
Look at that Great Value Chris Benoit driving that taxi. Take the taxi!
That's what cool people always say. Hey man, I'm cool. That's
Why
when you know.
Okay.
Oh, another grenade.
I feel like grenades aren't used as weapons anymore. Is that accurate?
I'm not sure they were even used then. Does he think he's going to stop that car with his body?
Oh, headshot. That seems unlikely given his performance at the shooting range.
Yeah, really.
1 to 4 days ago.
Whenever that was, at some unknown period of time.
We've all lost track in the Josh of it all, what day it is. Oh, great car flip.
Well, this seems bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of grenades in this movie.
A lot of grenades, a lot of heroin. And drugs in general.
Mm.
That dude's fucked.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Another awesome explosion.
Well.
That was awesome. He's just laughing. That's great.
What was all those punk kids doing back there? Where did they come from?
They had to watch the whole thing in 3D glasses. Then it went to 4D during the explosion.
Oh.
Yeah, all the drugs are on fire, so it's like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Smoke. That's why everybody's coming to see what's up.
Did anybody get Josh? You think he's one of those people who insists that you call him Joshua? Or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you call him Josh, he gets shot in the face.
Yeah. He simply will not stand for being called Josh. Oh yeah, those people are high.
All the homeless people just come out. Wasn't this smoke?
Yeah.
Now where are they going? What is happening? Is
that I don't know. Did we go into another movie again? What is this?
Oh, so they have the cops staking out Murtaugh's house for this very reason.
All right, that's one way to open the door.
Mm-hmm. Do you think if you're the mom and the kids that you would be staying in this place?
No, I'd be gone. Josh is here.
Goddamn Christmas. At it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, just automatic. Just
shoot at it. See what happens.
Duh. Of course, it's a trap, you stupid idiot.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Fucking Joshua.
He is a Josh. He's Josh from now on, dummy.
He's barbecuing his nuts on Hollywood Boulevard. That's a great line. Shane Black, thank you for that.
Dude, lay off the caffeine. Your eyes are bugging out of your head. Holy mackerel.
This is so fucking weird right here. Why? I guess it's just like a lot of shit has happened and you really want to
fight, apparently.
Just have a fucking fight in the yard. In the fucking fire hydrant water.
It's a choice.
And he's like, let him fight.
Let him do their thing. They're working some stuff out. They'll be fine.
This motherfucker chased him through L.A. on foot. Let him fight him if he wants to. It's such an odd ending while the cops are just standing there watching. He's like, this son of a bitch just killed two of our men. All right, well, let's all fight club then. Yeah.
So ridiculous. There's 85 cops there. Not one of them is gonna do anything.
Are we waiting for the Bret Hart kick or like what is happening? Now he's got a fucking, what is this, a flagpole?
You know, we should have had a counter of how many times Mel Gibson goes shirtless in this movie.
Yeah. They all have guns. Why is this happening?
No. Give me the... Now, he's got a pipe. Where'd he get the pipe from?
I don't know. It's just on and on. Oh, it's a full, like, blacktop brawl now.
It's like a parking lot brawl.
It is! For no reason.
This is for calling me Josh! Now, of all the people to fight, wouldn't you think it would be the other guy because his daughter was kidnapped?
Yeah. But he's 50, so he's not allowed to brawl in his own front yard.
That's right. He's too old for this shit, and he hasn't had a bath.
That was just straight up mud fight.
What are we doing?
This is insane.
And he just puts him in a triangle choke. All right, why not?
I didn't know there was wrestling in this. I totally forgot about this.
Why not? I mean...
Head scissors. Break his fucking neck. Screams talking. The cop from the sidelines. Oh, it's not worth it.
Oh, now it's not worth it. The 10-minute fight beforehand was worth it, but now, nah.
Let me guess. Guy's gonna make a last minute stand and get fucking shot in the head. Nope. Get that shit off my lawn. Last minute.
After all that, you still shoot him.
Still shoot him after the fight. Now you're all fucked up for no reason.
You fought for no reason.
Stupid.
Oh, boy. And now we jump cut to him at a cemetery, apparently.
Yes, I think it's his wife's cemetery. Cemetery. Grave. It's only raining, like, right where he is.
A lot of rain in this movie.
For L.A., definitely. Mm. Look at his face!
You wouldn't have all those cuts on your face if you didn't get into a stupid fist fight when you were gonna kill the guy anyway. That coat makes him look like the Crow.
Do you think she wants to fuck him more or less after he saved her life?
I don't know. Look at his face right now. Maybe she'll have to wait a few weeks for all the cuts to go away.
Well, I mean, she don't have to look at his face.
Yeah, that's true. You're horribly disfigured right now. Let's wait a little bit.
Let's wait till all this heals up. Unless you hit it from behind. See, now there's some, like, weird sexual tension here from both of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, definitely.
Okay.
Hey, maybe move from that house. It looks like it's in rough shape.
Your kitchen was already fucked up. Now, take your place in the dump with this place. I mean, like,
I'm just saying, you're going to do 3 more of these fucking movies. The house isn't going to get any better.
Everybody to the hotel for a night, okay? How is the tree still up?
They must have put it back. Pick up all these fucking ornaments, put them back on the tree, goddammit. We're having a nice Christmas.
We don't have a wall. I don't give a fuck, man.
I said put the tree there. God damn it, this is my house.
He's too old for this, Matt.
Oh. He's only been saying that the entire movie. And now, now he needs a bath.
Well, feel like we did that movie justice.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't? Come on.
Of course we did it justice. Look, we had Blackie Dammit. We had Gary Busey. It's been a lot. A lot.
It has been quite a bit.
It's been a ride. It's been a roller coaster, much like this movie. Well, see?
I enjoyed it.
See what it... Burbank the cat and Sam the dog. That's the name of the animals. So thank God we put that in the credits. So
I was just wondering whose fathers and mothers those animals were.
Well, as we roll credits on this here movie, we get ready to roll credits on this here podcast. So before we wrap, Jenny, anything you wish to plug?
Of course, Maddie, you know, I have like 85 podcasts, but I'll talk about my podcast feed. It's called The Jenny Position. My shows on there include Geek and Sassy and Bianca's First Time and The Journey Through Infinity, just to name a few. There's a new show on there called Hot Tokes as well. Me and my co-host Vanessa Shark talk all things marijuana and weed, and it's fun and educational. If that's your thing, check it out. Even if it's not your thing, it's a pretty fun listen, if I do say so myself. Those will be like short monthly episodes. And I'm really looking forward to doing more of those with her. For my wrestling content, if anybody wants any of that, you can find it on the Place Nation Wrestling feed. Jenny in the Gems with you, Maddie, and PTB NXT just had a new episode, and Talking WCW should have a new one as well on Regal. So that'll be a fun one. And then on the North South Connection, I have TNA Never Dies and the Extreme Three Way Dance. Also, find me on Twitter at Jenny Position.
Very good. I think you mentioned every single show that you're on. That was impressive.
Almost. I tried to.
And as for me, like Jenny mentioned, you can find me on Jenny and the Gems over on the Wrestling Feed. And also on the Wrestling Feed, can find me on Highway to the Impact Zone. I'm on every other episode of that. So check that out. Finally out of the asylum, continuing down the road as we get ready to watch our first 3-hour pay-per-view for TNA coming up soon. Thank God. Yeah. That's the right response for this show. Anyway, potential spoiler warning, but that's it. So once again, thank you, Jennifer Smith, for joining me on this here podcast this evening.
Well, thank you for having me, Matt. I appreciate it.
Well, very good, and thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.
Zelda.